This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Brian K. Reed, Appellant v. State of Missouri, Respondent, decided June 3, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. 1. Brian K. Reed, number ED11621, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County Verse, Cause number 23CG, CC0159, State of Missouri. Honorable Benjamin F. Lewis, Respondent. Filed June 3, 2025. Introduction. Appellant. Brian Reed appeals the motion court's judgment denying his amended rule, 24.035. One motion for post-conviction relief without an evidentiary hearing. In 4 points on appeal, appellant argues that plea counsel was ineffective for failing to investigate a jurisdictional issue and an evidentiary issue, and for misadvising appellant of the collateral and direct consequences of his guilty plea. We grant point 3 and remand for an evidentiary hearing regarding this point. We affirm the judgment as to points 1, secu, and I-4th. Factual and procedural background: appellant was charged with first-degree statutory rape, 2 counts of first-degree statutory sodomy, and second-degree child molestation as a result of conduct that occurred on one-all rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules 2022. 2nd December 24, 2019. On October 28, 2022, the state filed an amended information dismissing the 4 charges and charging appellant with third-degree child molestation, to which he pled guilty that day. The amended information was the result of a plea agreement that appellant would plead guilty to 1 count of child molestation, and as a result, the state would dismiss the other 3 counts, recommend that appellant successfully complete the Sexual Offender Assessment Program, SOAP, and recommend a prison sentence of 10 years, but would request the court to suspend execution of the sentence and place appellant on 5 years of probation. As a part of the guilty plea, appellant admitted to knowingly having sexual contact with a minor less than 12 years of age by touching her breast through her clothes. Appellant also admitted that this action took place in Missouri near his apartment. The circuit court questioned appellant about his understanding of the guilty plea, including whether appellant was satisfied with plea counsel's representation and plea counsel's efforts to investigate the facts of his case. Appellant answered these questions affirmatively, indicating that he understood he was forgoing his right to jury trial and that he was satisfied with plea counsel's representation. On December 12, 2022, the circuit court sentenced appellant to 10 years imprisonment and ordered appellant to undergo a 120-day assessment in the Sexual Offender Assessment Unit, SOAU. The circuit court stated that if appellant successfully completed the SOAP, the circuit court would release appellant on 5 years of probation. At the hearing on April 6, 2023, the circuit court determined that appellant should not be released on probation, noting that the SOAU report indicated that appellant had serious issues with impulsiveness, sex drive, sexual preoccupation, and deviant sexual preferences, and that appellant had not taken full responsibility for his actions. 3. Following the hearing, appellant timely filed a pro-SE motion for post-conviction relief and counsel was appointed to represent him. On October 12, 2023, appellant timely filed an amended motion for post-conviction relief. On March 19, 2024, the motion court issued its findings of fact and conclusions of law, denying appellant's motion without an evidentiary hearing. This appeal follows. Standard of review. We review the denial of a Rule 24.035 motion for post-conviction relief to determine whether the circuit court's findings and conclusions are clearly erroneous. Rule 24.035K, Shepherd v. State 658 SW3D7075, Moapont ED 2022, transfer denied Jan 31, 2023, citing Heffley v. State 626 SW3D244, 248, Mo Bank 2021. Findings and conclusions are clearly erroneous if, after reviewing the entire record, there is a definite and firm impression that a mistake has been made. Shepherd, 6M58, SW3D, at 75, internal quotation omitted. To show he was entitled to an evidentiary hearing on his Rule 24.035 motion, a movant must show that 1. He alleged facts, not conclusions, warranting relief. 2. The facts alleged raise matters not refuted by the files and record of his case. And 3, the matters complained of resulted in prejudice to him. Roberts v. State, 276, SW3D, 833, 835, Mobank 2009, citing Wilkes v. State, 82 SW3D 925-928, Mobank 2002. An evidentiary hearing may only be denied when the record conclusively shows that the movant is not entitled to relief. Jackson v. State, 660 SW3D 679-682, Momert App, ED 2023. When the requested evidentiary hearing involves a claim of ineffective assistance of counsel, the movant must allege facts, unrefute.